Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, John Auville, a.k.a. Cakes, and EB, Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. We got Ben Standing joining us at 8 o'clock, not 7 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, Mike Loxley joins us, the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins.
Yeah, playing Florida Atlantic on Saturday. I believe that's a noon kick.
It is. I think you guys asked me.
Florida Atlantic, they have a brand new coach.
I said I was moving in my kid to Maryland tomorrow, and you asked me what floor. He's on the sixth floor. No air conditioning.
Well, move in day is a good chance you're humping his stuff up six flights of stairs because everybody's going to use the elevator.
He's getting lucky now because the weather's cooling down.
Yes.
Usually in that first week of school or last week of August, it's burning.
It's a short window they give you from 1 to 2.
That's it?
To move your stuff in?
That's my understanding.
Yeah. It's going to be weird.
They're a little flexible with that, but yeah, there's so many people moving in.
I mean, if it's a high rise and all these people are moving in, I guess stack them.
That's the recommended time. You think those RAs are paying $12 an hour or whatever it is down in the lobby are going to enforce anything?
No,
it's going to be chaos.
Yes, that's what it is.
I have no recollection of my mom moving me into my dorm or my mom and dad. I don't know if they did.
I'm sure they probably helped. Just moved yourself in.
Probably because I had a.
My parents didn't move me into nothing.
I had a car.
Yeah.
And actually, my son's gonna have a car. I got to pay for his parking now.
Sure. Of course you do.
Yeah, got to pay.
I guess
freight.
He got hooked. I don't know. I don't think usually
freshmen got a parking pass. What's going
got
on?
A parking
What's
pass.
Going on there in College Park?
He's gotta make some cash.
They want revenue. Yeah. They want more rev. Is what they want.
Well, you want me to hit the skins in instead?
Yeah, let's do that.
Standing's not here. All right, so Standing is at 8. Of course, we'll give him props for he called the Brian Robinson thing before all of us.
He
saw
definitely
that coming.
Did. Yep, he was in on it.
Of course, I'm going to tell him that too. I'm going to say,
as you,
you know what you're talking about. I don't.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm going to say.
It came out with the 53 yesterday. We talked about it earlier. Everybody had to do it, of course. Today, the big deadline is the 70-man total roster. So you have your 17 on your practice squad. But again, if you're just getting in your car, you're not paying attention. They are keeping three quarterbacks, Jaden, Marcus, and Josh. I think the presumptive sort of thought right now is if the season started right now, given how little Marcus Mariota's worked on his Achilles tendonitis, that Josh Johnson would be the backup in week one against the Giants. But we'll see how that plays out. Mariota's missed most of training camp with a leg issue, but he did return to practice some last week, so we'll see. They did let Hartman go, but I know guys like J.P. Finley are like convinced that they're going to bring him back to the practice squad. So, you know, hey, good on him.
I
root for all these guys.
I'll see him in some of the local restaurants in Ashburn.
Yeah.
He's always out, by the way.
Oh, he is?
Oh, he loves to go out and eat. Him and Mariota love it.
Why not? Yep. Who doesn't love eating?
They love to do it.
The running back room, they kept four after they got rid of B-Rob. Some of the older guys, like Felton they released, the Kaz Allen they released. I assume some of those guys will be recalled to the practice squad today if no one picks them up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're keeping Eckler, Bill, McNichols, and, of course, C-Rod. Got to get used to that. I'm used to B-Rod.
C-Rod. Okay.
Who I think is going to get a great shot this year.
So Eck, Bill, C-Rod.
And McNichols.
And J-Mac.
Yep.
Yeah. Just nicknames for everybody.
You got nicknames. Four tight ends. I don't think anybody's really surprised. We saw the way this was shaking out. Ertz, Bates, Sinnott, and Yankoff. Yankoff kind of a do-everything kind of guy. Offensive line or receiver, they kept five. This is the one I think maybe I could see a move today. McLaurin, Debo, Jalen, Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey. McCaffrey hasn't shown much. But they still do seem to like him. I've seen and heard Dan Quinn talk about how he felt him on special teams. He felt his speed on a play where they didn't even get the ball to him. So they're wanting to see stuff that the fans largely haven't seen. But he's the fifth receiver right there. I don't think you can rely on him yet. Noah Brown, you can't rely on.
No.
So you got to imagine Jalen Lane's a rookie. I mean, it's really actually quite remarkable when you look at kind of how thin that receiver room is. When you really
it's kind of tenuous.
How many teams only have five receivers on their active?
Only five, and three of them you can't rely on.
Something tells me that Adam Peters, he's going to sift through the garbage that got cut. He's going to try to unearth something.
I think so.
To add to that room. Going back to Yankoff for a second, it's Drab's kind of guy. He's from Coeur d'Alene.
UCLA, right?
He played at Washington and UCLA. That is a Drab guy if I've ever seen one. Right there.
O-line, I don't even know the number. Let me see. 3, 6, 9. I kept 9. Mm-hmm. Tunsil, Brandon Coleman, Biotish, Allegretti, Wiley, Josh Connerly Jr., of course, Chris Paul, George Fant, who they just signed last week, and then Trent Scott. I think five of those guys can play tackle. A couple of those tackles can play guard, so they have some flexibility.
The fan signing went kind of under the radar. I think he's got 75 starts under his belt.
Yeah.
Pretty seasoned dude.
How was he with Seattle? Did you pay attention to him, Drabby? George Fant?
He's a backup.
He was a backup.
That's fine. Depth. You need
whatever.
Depth.
Yeah, he's a depth guy.
Often more problem than not.
Okay.
Cosby was the one that some people, they were trying to insinuate that he might be ready for week one, but they are going to put him on the PUP list, so I guess that means he'll miss at least the first four games of the season.
Correct.
Coleman did miss a lot of camp with a leg injury, but he got some snaps against the Ravens, and apparently he should be good to go for week one. On the defensive line, obviously everybody saw Cleveland Farrell was let go. Mm-hmm. The guys that were kept, Dietrich Wise, who flashed, remember, was it in the second preseason game when he got the penalty for, he had the sack and then he grabbed the guy, the horse collared the guy.
I think that was against the Bengals.
Yeah, I think that was the second.
Or maybe, it might have been the first one.
Who knows? Daron Payne, Kinlaw, who's like the largest man wearing 52 I've ever seen.
Pretty big dude.
Jacob Martin, who brought in, of course, to provide the pass rush. Johnny Newton, Dorrance Armstrong, Jean-Baptiste, and Eddie Goldman.
So don't you find that to be the most questionable unit on the team, defensive line?
You don't have any, like, stars. So maybe if you mean it in that sense.
Yeah. Also mean it in last season they couldn't stop the run. And they've tried to shake it up a little bit to hopefully address that. But to me, it's the biggest question mark.
But five, I would probably agree. Five of these guys are new players. They weren't on the roster last year.
I mean, if they can stop the run, the defense could be damn good.
Yeah.
Well, Dietrich Wise, they say, that's what he does. He was a run stopper with the Patriots.
No, I think they were very intentional in the offseason.
Yeah.
That they lost to Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that I look at it in its most simple form. Saquon Barkley, they couldn't stop in three games.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to beat the man.
Yeah, I mean,
and the man's the Eagles. And how do you do it? You got to stop their run.
Kinlaw's massive. Goldman is a huge guy. I mean, Peters made a concerted effort to get that defensive line beefier.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see we'll see how Quinn and Witt line them up. Because remember when they brought in Kinlaw, we started talking about the elephant end and all that sort of thing. So they might line him up outside sometimes. Because if you think about Saquon busted loose to the outside a few times. Now, he went right up the middle,
He did that against a lot of teams.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
But if you've got a mammoth of a man on the outside, he might have to stay inside a little bit more.
I don't think there's any question. That's the biggest question going into the 2025 season. Can they stop the run? Offense should be fine, should excel. Can they stop the run? Biggest question. Linebacker, I think personally that's their thinnest unit. Now, they have Von Miller listed as a linebacker, but he's essentially defensive end. I think they have to list him as a linebacker based on his number. But really, their starting linebackers are Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. Of course, Bobby, respected pro, but, you know, he's certainly way up there in age. And then Louvu, I mean, they're relying a lot on him. They're going to expect more pass rush out of him this year.
Yep.
And then you have guys, you know, like Nick Ballore's a special teams guy. Jordan McGee, huge question mark, young guy that they like. And then Cajo, however you say his name, is the undrafted free agent that flashed and made the team. Good on him, but certainly unproven at this level. So that's a unit that I'm kind of got raised eyebrows about.
And Medrano.
And they came Medrano.
Dan Quinn loves him some Bobby Wagner, but he probably doesn't want him playing 99% of the snaps in 2025 like he did last year.
Wouldn't be ideal, I wouldn't think.
That's a shockingly high number.
I think our corners look pretty good. My biggest question mark will be Lattimore. He's one with the best resume, but you know hasn't done much the last couple of years. Let's see if Lattimore can return to form on some level. Then they love Amos. Sanistro they love. He's going to play more on the inside. And then, of course, you got Jones and Noah I, who apparently they may be shopping or at least gauging interest.
Again, I was surprised by that news yesterday.
Yeah.
It's hard to find good corners and depth at cornerback, and you have one and you're just going to deal the guy. Maybe they just don't feel like he's going to play.
Maybe someone overpays for him.
True.
And at safety, Will Harris, Quan Martin, Percy Butler, Jeremy Reeves, and Tyler Owens. I like that group. I don't know that there are any superstars there, but I actually really liked what we saw with Reeves. He was kind of all over the field.
I think a lot of pundits think that Quan Martin is getting on the cusp of being
a guy. He's getting
better. Superstar level.
He's getting better.
Which is great. Great to hear.
So that looks like it's fairly set. There could still be a couple tweaks, obviously, today if they pick up somebody. That they don't want to put on the practice squad, that they want to put on the active roster. So who knows? Maybe, I don't know. Like if they want to,
I mean, there's
move
so many
Cajo
guys
or somebody, or maybe there's going to be a D lineman that they let go of. I don't know. But
can you imagine being in their personnel department? I don't know how many guys do this, but just kind of keeping track of all of the cuts from all of the teams.
Oh, it's got to be dizzy.
Who's good? Who's bad? Yeah. Who are you interested in on putting on the practice squad or possibly on the active? Because, I mean, you're talking about hundreds of guys. And you got to stay on top of that.
Got to have tabs on every single one of them.
Hell yeah.
You know, they still haven't turned in the contract, as far as I know, to the NFL that Terry signed. I don't know if you guys saw some of the clips of Terry, like hugging.
I did see them.
AP.
Him coming into the complex.
And DQ. He came into the complex with his wife. Mm-hmm. And they had the nice little setup in there. Scary Terry. The little, I don't know. Was that a digital thing they had in there? It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like a huge TV board.
Yeah, it looked great.
Yeah.
Stepping it up. Commander's definitely stepping it up.
Yep.
Everybody looked happy, though. No really idea yet of the details of the contract. The assumption is, based on the fact that they didn't leak it, that maybe the guarantee isn't necessarily something to brag about, but that at the end of the day, everybody should be happy. Mm-hmm. He's going to get $30 million up front, however they spread that out. And then, you know, I guess the average AAV, 32, puts him right in there, you know, but 6 or 7 at wide receiver. So he should be happy with that at his age.
Mm-hmm.
I would think. And he looked pretty darn happy. And so he'll finally be on the football field. And then last but not least, I think we've touched on this a little bit, but obviously they're starting to hype up the experience. We're still going to be at Northwest Stadium for a few years, and they're hyping up the food cakes. They had a concession tasting event on Monday.
Yep, that's a common bit now at
where
stadiums.
Where were our invites?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're invited. They say the hot dogs are going to be Vienna beef hot dogs from Chicago. Chicken tenders are going to be bigger and sweeter. You're going to have waffle fries along with W-shaped pretzels.
Okay.
They'll have a signature spice called the Raise Hail. 3 local restaurants were featured at the preview. DMV crab rolls, it'll be their 5th season at Northwest Stadium, but District Taco and Marvin's Chicken Sandwiches are making their first appearance this year.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So look for some upgraded food options.
Okay, I will.
If you go out to
Northwest
Stadium
I'll keep my head on a swivel for those.
Speaking of food, care to play the guess how much money JP paid at the movies last night?
Oh, I'd love to play this game.
So I went with Kelsey and Dylan. I saw Weapons.
Okay. Did you like it?
I did. I didn't love it as much as Cakes. I would give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay. Four's pretty good.
I'm not that interested anymore.
I liked it.
It's pretty good.
Mar was down on it. JP's now down on
it. I'm not down on it. Give a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, but when you say didn't like it as much, that's
well, he loved it.
You're down on
it. I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
It's like the Exorcist.
My girl Ruthie.
She's good.
Yeah, she's really good.
I do like her.
She's good. And Josh Brolin's in the movie.
Yep.
All right. So tickets, 3?
No, the tickets were fine. It was actually $7 Tuesday at Cal's.
Oh, that's a great deal.
All right. But I got pretzels.
How many pretzels?
It came with 4 pretzel sticks and cheese.
Ooh. Okay. So 13
pretzel
bucks.
Sticks.
15 bucks. Pretzel sticks and cheese.
15
okay.
bucks.
Dylan and I got Sprites.
Mm-hmm. But $5 each.
Oh, bottles or fountain Sprites?
They put them in a cup that was bigger than this.
So 2. You got multiple. Because
right. It's like waiter service. There.
All right. Yeah. $10.
And then Kelsey and I split like the fudge brownie sundae, whatever
love,
it was.
God loves sweets.
$40 in food.
67.
Yeah, I think 40 to 40. I'll go 47.50.
You're pretty close.
Yeah.
$50.
$50.
$50. Pretzel
you're
sticks.
You're damn near at dinner, though. I mean, 2 you Sprites. Went there, you had dessert. I mean, you had, what, the big pretzels?
Pretzel sticks that you dip into cheese. Yeah, what and was the 2 other? Sprites.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but you saved money on the ticks.
Did save money on the tickets.
$21 total on the ticks.
Apparently, it's a thing at Countless. $7 Tuesdays.
Well,
not as good as when you had the was it
$5 Tuesdays? Yeah.
Why is it Tuesdays the branded day?
Because it's slow on Tuesdays.
Nobody goes.
I couldn't believe though. I got out of the theater around 9:20.
Yeah,
and I think you're familiar with the Kentlands. It was packed.
Really?
I mean, people don't eat at home anymore.
No.
There's a place
why
called.
Why would you?
I mean, they had several restaurants and they were all jammed on a Tuesday. I was like, what the heck is going on here?
People don't want to cook themselves.
Yeah.
I want others to do it for them. I can't blame them.
All right. Coming up next, we tackled this a little bit earlier, but let's get into it. The 53-man roster for the Commanders is the oldest in the NFL. We'll give you some details and tell us if you're concerned. 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.